is Wade Rathke with the People's Daily News. Nearly half of the 13,000 staffers working on Capitol Hill get paid less than $50,440. That's the Obama administration's proposed new maximum salary, under which virtually all employees would be eligible for time and a half pay whenever they work more than 40 hours in any given week. But virtually all doesn't include congressional aides. According to an official from the Office of Compliance, the congressional agency charged with enforcing work rules on Capitol Hill says the proposed overtime rule would not apply automatically to congressional staff. The Alaska legislature voted to expand Medicaid in the state, and the governor says he will not fight their entry into Obamacare. Gay workers have sued Walmart in a class action over discrimination. President Obama announced a new program, Connect Home, which would ease access to the internet and lower the digital divide for lower-income families in 27 cities in the Choctaw Nation. 27 cities, according to HUD, are Albany, Georgia, Atlanta, Baltimore, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Boston, Camden, New Jersey, Cleveland, Denver, Durham, North Carolina, Fresno, California, Kansas City, Little Rock, Arkansas, Los Angeles, Macon, Georgia, Memphis, Meridian, Connecticut, Nashville, Tennessee, New Orleans, New York, Newark, New Jersey, Philly, Rockford, Illinois, San Antonio, Seattle, Springfield, Mass., Tampa, Florida, and the District of Columbia. Protection of a patient's health information under HIPAA does not prohibit healthcare providers from sharing information with family, friends, and caregivers. German Parliament has approved the last chance Greek bailout. In the wake of the German Wings crash, Europe's top air safety regulator called for a series of measures aimed at strengthening the medical and psychological oversight of the region's commercial airline pilots, including random drug and alcohol testing of flight crews. President Obama became the first U.S. president to set foot in a federal prison, visiting El Reno, a medium security prison in Oklahoma. He spoke about the failings of a criminal justice system that's damaged an entire generation of Americans, locking up millions, disproportionately men of color, at a crippling cost to them, their families and communities, as well as taxpayers and society as a whole. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.